you haven't mentioned the how to visualize the refuge Merrifield. So the it can be different ways according to how you like, you know. So it's called in Tibetan Kundin Uluk, the all-encompassing jewel tradition. One aspect, all the observed refuge made the field, which is Guru Bhutama Sangha, everything is into one aspect. So, in the presence of the one soul, above the ground, the same height as one's thought, the forehead, you see. there, then, distance, see, when you do a prostration, that distance between you and then the golden throne, well, it will take the jewels and raised by the eight the snow lines. then the all these which signify qualities of Buddha, you know. And then there's above this lotus, the lotus and the moons, as I say. Then he was a root guru in the that's part of Shakyamuni, founder of President Bhadama, Shakyamuni Buddha. So that's all the Guru Bhadama Sangha, you know. What do you normally visualize about in the elaborate object of meditation? All that is into one aspect. So that's what the elaborate visualization of object refuses, or that to see Rupa Sangha, all that. Then you see the precious part, so the Buddhism, then the Lineage Lamas, the extensive, gradual path, and then the profound gradual path. So, all the Lineage Lamas, that the Lineage Lamas of blessings, of the practice, there's your, and the direct gurus, then deities, the four class number 3 radius. four times class radius. Then the Buddhas of Fortune, 1,000 Buddhas of Fortune, and then so forth. Then Bodhisattvas, the Arhatas, including the 16 Arhatas, so forth. Then Bodhisattvas, seven, Bodhisattvas, so forth. The other Dharatagnis, Dharma protectors, so all those elaborate, you know, the object of the refuge, you know, visualization. So what is visualized, you see, all into one aspect. So, that's one way. The other one is, so that's called Kundi Nogla, the all encompassing dual tradition. So the other one is as you see in some Tangas pictures that without the milk ocean, and the Guru Puja maybe the milk ocean, so without that, all the rest they got thrown. Then then about this. There is a five throne, the center, Rudguru, Shachapati, Buddha, then Bhaksati, Bhastara, then the right side, Mithya, left side, there is a Mandushiri, then in the front, and then Rudguru, so that. So then, the Bhajatara then is served by the Nijalamas of the blessing. the Mithya Buddha surrounded by the Asanga, so forth, you see, the great, those who are the pandits, you see, the Nijalamas of the graduate experience path. Then the Mandashri is surrounded by, you see, the great Nagarjuna, so forth, the great pandits of the graduate, the profound path. And then they see around the Guru, there's the other gurus, direct gurus. Guru, in the aspect how one normally see, except if it's blind or limbed or some, you see, like that, you know, that you cannot visualize it that way. You have to visualize, you know, with the perfect, you know, holy body, you see, organs, you know. That. I'm not going to go through details. As explained, the George commentary, just get rough. Not going to details. In the one George commentary, it describes how each lama they sit. You know, the Indian lamas, the position, the mudras or positions, those are what comes those are what I heard was how the lama normally sit, you see, in our sitting position. Use that also in the visual, you see, in the painting, you see. Mm. That's what I heard. Maybe KJ Sevong Tenshin Rinpoche, I think. So, and the Rinpoche, I think Rinpoche might have used that KJ Kunin Lama Rinpoche, this great Buddha Sapa, from whom it was received. He received the extensive comment from Buddha Chavatara, and also I think his was the Lama's guru, his name Rinpoche, that was started some, the Sanskrit, you see, they were, how the letters are formed, you know, the formation of the letters, you see, sound, those things, you know. However, Tepje Kunin Lama Rinpoche, he always, often used to sit like this, you know, like that, like this, with the knees up, like this, you see. Not public teaching, but in the room, see. So I think some second session was used as an example like that. The petal, then the next the 100 degrees, the next one. So this petal is the level petals. on the next level of the lotus petal. Then that one is the next level petal. The Dharma produces of that. Then there's also all these are the golden thrones, then there's outside that there's the four guardians, at this direction. Conclusion. There are detailed explanations, you see, how they see it, however, facing to the Guru, Shakyamuni Buddha, you see, everything. However, Hisana Dalai Lama, one time I asked, Hisana said that, that doesn't matter so much. Main thing, you visualize whatever is more comfortable, you see. So we did that. He's trying to explain that. So, that's the elaborate visualization of. I left out a very important group there. Kadamba Geshe. After the Lingyen Lamas of the Indian pandits, the six ornaments and so forth, the Lingyen Lamas of the graduate extended path and profound path, and then there's these three groups. In the center, the group the Kadam Shumbawa, the group that then the right side and left side, I have to check the Kadam Menga about the group there, Kadam, the instructions of the there's not not instructions of the but Kadam Kadam Shumbawa means there's a Buddha in the center and then the by studying the extensive philosophy, then you see the teachings on the Ichi Enlightenment. You see, then there's Lam Rimba, could be the right, the left side of that, left side of that, maybe. So, one who, by studying the, you see, integration of the whole interaction, the Lam Rim, so and then it, by putting into practice, it's even enlightenment. Then the other side, the right side, Mangapa, receiving teachings from the Guru very verbally, you know, then those instructions, then put in practice, and then it's even enlightenment. So that, so, did not remember the two other names there. So, didn't come back. The religion of the prayer, so there. So, when the his own second session was explained, this is going to Jojo commentary then. So, all those, you know, the Matipa Tamadisho patients with it, or the other Indian pandits. And then in the front, there's got three Gautama groups all facing towards the Guru, the Zero Guru. So, in the front of them, in the front of the, so there's Matya, in the Indian pandits or this, then in the front of them, there's the Gautama three Gautama groups, then there's Madhushti, in the independence, then the in front three Gautama groups, so all facing towards the root Guru, you see, the, you know, the form of that. So, like that, this is how Rinpoche is explained. So the from backside to Bajatara, you know, the, you know, yeah, so the blessing that then and that so from the root guru from the root guru then other gurus are lying from that, you see. So anyway, basically what Ishwara said was that you can choose one where he was more comfortable. He didn't think that's a big matter. You know? So however, also Ishwara has mentioned that, you know, you can take refuge all the 10 directions, you see. Buddha's everywhere, that's, you know, no possible place, you see, where you can offer do that. Buddha was suppers. You know? So it's also mentioned like that in regards to, you know, visualizing the object refuge. So, yeah. So that's about it. Kunu Lama, Dinzin Jalsin. Kunu Lama, Dinzin Jalsin. Otherwise, you know the story, then the Lama's name is something else. Somebody else's story, because becomes. He's on the second Tenshi of Rinpoche, from whom I received many initiations, who says also his Dalai Lama's guru. Rinpoche, when he gave commentaries on Jorchu, the six papers he practiced, the preliminary for Lam Rim. So Rinpoche used to say, even the Dobdos, I mentioned about Geshe-Shambhavandri, So last night, you see, so if you drop those, you know, in monasteries, Tibet, Sarakatan Tegu. So Rinpoche used to say, because there's still a little monk, so therefore you visualize even dim, even those dobdos. You see, if they, according to their lives, I mean, they have, well, have the style of life in the monastery, they do not follow the monastic rules or the, you know, say, they do a lot of competitions, or they serve food or tea at the monks. This is what I heard. So they do many kind of many things, as a competition or you know, fight or whatever you see. So let me just say, even those you have to visualize in the marriage field, which is Namo Sanghaya, you know, I go for refuge to Sangha. I go for refuge to Sangha. So so even though, you know, I mean, what is the reason why he brought the dobdobs, you know, the expression of refuge, the visualized marriage field, you see, refuge marriage field. So I brought the dobdob, you see, because normally, the lifestyle, you see, what the, so, something that you don't, I guess normal people will say, normally, so I guess, sort of, I guess people don't practice, I guess maybe don't respect, you see. So that's why Mr. Brother, even dobdobs was there, you know, was Namo Sangha, you see, Guru Vishnu Sangha. So, also in the liberation in the liberation you see, palm in your hand, liberation, say, in your hand, there by Papangata Jinpo quoted to the refuge explanation, you see. Papangata Jinpo quoted to his guru, his root guru, Thapo Jambal Hundu, I think. So anyway, from who received Lampung teaching, so they mentioned that, so, in the, you know, if you criticize to all the Sanghas, you know, You're in the line of the Sanghas, but this thing, the monk, you see. but we have to understand, even lay, have to understand from that. So you're in the line of the, you know, Sanghas, like during puja, you see, like that. So then you can say, oh, that monk has such a mistake. So you talk, you chat in the puja, you see. Telling the monks on the line, you know, what problem, what mistakes they have. so then at the end, then what conclusion, what happens then, you see, the conclusion, what happens then, you see, then in the case, these are not the monks that you go for refuge, and then you have to make a particular refuge prayer, you know. I take refuge to accept these monks. Accept these monks. So that these monks, I don't refuge, but I take refuge. I don't refuge these monks. You see, you know, this, so yeah, I take refuge. Accept these monks. So then you would have to say like this, you know, in the refuge. What you said, I go for the Sangha. everybody, you see some mistake. Who is no mistakes? Yourself. So then, yeah. So the best one is yourself. So anyway, so that probably you may not know that when I would not have received detailed teachings on the Lam Rim, you know. So one has received, have received. So when we tell you, Kiduna Chapter Chivo, that includes the Alta Sangha, you know. So you can see the liberation palm in your hand, and also the seven sympathies with that. So in our life, when we see Sangha, whether it's Theravada, or you see any tradition, but a Buddhist Sangha, but you see, or the Theravada, or any tradition, you see, Buddhist Sangha, Chinese or Tibetan, or see, any Buddhist Sangha. So, must think, by taking refuge in Sangha, what you should practice is that, you know, any Sangha that so any Sangha is, you know, Buddhist Sangha is any tradition. You see, so, you know, we're whatever different tradition, ropes, you know. So then think, must respect, and think, this is my, I say, the precious Sangha who saves me from samsara, who protects me from samsara. So by thinking that, you might measure respect. For example, Lama Yeshe, you see, he's a monk. Even though Lama heard, even though he is aware, he heard complaints from other people what mistake the monk did, you know. In the vows, see, even though Lama heard, but when he actually meets that monk in the road, he respect. Even though he heard other people complain, you see, that Tibetan monk, you see, so when he actually meets in the road, you know, he respect. So those are, you know, great practice. So then you could create a lot of marriage by respecting Sangha, you see, a lot of marriage, you know, this way. By practicing this way, you see, the refuge, by taking refuge, there's a refuge vow. By taking refuge Sangha, there's a refuge vow to what to practice, what to be abandoned. So this is what to practice. So this way, then, you don't, it stops many need karma, many heavy need karma, the Krishna Sangha or Justice Bhakti Sangha, the obstacle for your attainment. including the not only attainment but including it'll be an obstacle to achieve even the happiness of this life, happiness while you're in the samsara, you know, future life happiness, things like that. So so it prevents all those problems, you see. Yeah, not only the attainment. So the, you don't create an obstacle for attainment, you know. So, and also Sangha side, Sangha has the other side, including Sangha and the lay, have responsibility to this practice. This your own practice. It is your own practice for liberation, enlightenment. But then also Sangha side, also one need to feel responsibility to help others' mind, to protect others' mind, negative thoughts, rising negative thoughts, is also responsible to protect and them, to protect their mind, them to not engage in their karma. You know, you are responsible also. So have to think about that. There are so much of the Vinaya practice, there are so many to do, many of the things to do with the other's mind to protect, you know. Others not creating karma, to not lose to devotion, faith, things, that there are many things, you know. And, like the example, manners of the, you know, say the Sangha, say Bhikshu, say the way of say, sitting or the women, the physical positions, you know, like for example, stretching legs, or the public, see, I mean, so forth. I mean, it's an example, it's something that which makes lose faith or, you know, the harm that the mind or something like that, you see. So, I mean, the so forth, that's not the only thing, that's the many others. And so, what should be abandoned? You see, that is not only the disrespect, the Sangha, I mean, the criticize or, you know, that, you know, with negative thoughts like that, with heavy karma, because living in higher ordination than living in ordination 36 vows, higher than lay, and create more negative karma than 253 or say, so those, say, so. Then the Bhikshu needs for those 300, more than 10 vows of the so the higher vow, then more higher vow. If others respect, make offering respect, create more merit, and then others disrespect, or you see, criticize, whatever, then more heavy near karma. So that, so however, what one should abandon? No, what one should respect? What one should respect? That, and then what I mentioned before, and then also, even if you see the road, yellow or red, the pieces of robes, you know, we don't want to respect the robes, the seat cover, you know, the seat cover, the monk seat cover, the dingwa and the robes. So one don't step over, so one has respect. not only that, even pieces, you know. Pieces of robes, you see the road, you know, you see, Sangha sort of pieces in the road, you see, then Kadama Geshe, they practice, they put, they respect to that, they put a high clean, they put a high clean place, thinking the qualities of that Sangha, you know, then put a higher clean place. Those pieces of robes of Sangha, you see the road, so that in the monasteries like that, you see, yeah, where the Sanghas are, so. So, see, I respect the mention. So, this is what Kadama Geshe is the practice. Then, what one should abandon is following the. And what one should abandon is following the wrong, wrong, say. Wrong guide. So see, who Sangha guide you to practice morality, to you know, and inspire, help to actualize the actual refuge dharma within you. The cessation of the sufferings, the defilements, true path of this, to actualize within you, to the actual refuge, then Sangha help you for that, you see. And so then the wrong guide who does opposite as of guiding and helping for that, who misguide, you see, who gives you wrong views, you know, lead in a wrong practice, cyber wrong views. So, which interferes the Sangha to guide you, Sangha to help. So in this that way, you follow the wrong guide who does that, who misguides you, then the Sangha cannot help you. So, for example, if you follow the wrong doctor who gives a wrong diagnosis, a wrong medicine, then the wise doctor, who is wise in diagnosing, or is the wise in giving medicine, is the correct medicine, cannot get you. So, that. So, so this is a side talk happened from DC, from the refugees. just some little extension from from the Chikan Rinpoche Sangha. Okay, so maybe I should do this prayer. We will stop there. Myself, transmigrated beings who are equaling the sky, equaling the limit of sky. Myself and transmigrated being all sentient beings, myself and transmigrated being all sentient beings, equaling the limit, equaling the limit of the sky. From this time. So the meaning can be from, you know, from this second, you see, from this moment, second, you see, from this time, until the, go for refuge to the glorified holy gurus, until the heart of enlightenment is achieved. cosplay the scriptures, the gurus. Then next, so be Sanjay Jimden, the number of the chivos. Go for refuge. Fully completed Buddha Bhagavan can be met, can be said like that. I would tell that what Titan would go for the gopher if it's true. Zoppe is on the fully completed, you know. So, as you say, fully eliminated and developed, destroyer, qualified, gone beyond. That's if you translate word by word, perhaps maybe more simple that fully completed Buddha, Bhagavan. That is more simple. Then the essence of Bhagavan. Then go for refuge to the holy dhammas. Go for refuge to the exalted sanghas. Not exalted. Exalted sanghas. exalted sanghas. So I are sanghas. recite this three or seven, so forth. At the end, I prostrate to the guru and the three precious. Rare sublime ones, I prostrate, go for refuge. Please, you please bless my mental kingdom. So the next one, generating bodhicitta. But when you recite, you know, when you take refuge to Guru, recite the prayer at that time, white nectar. It is said also five color nectar, but the white stronger. Then when you visualize achieving realization, yellow nectar stronger. So this was mentioned that. However, white nectar immediately and then purified. purified. Negative karma developments collected with the broad smile, with guru, all those from beginning of his birth up to now, purified. Harm the holy body, broad advice, deceive the holy mind, and then non-devotional thought to the guru arising. So basically, this so what is to purify instead. And received with the light, 이게 돼, 예, 돼. 아, 아, 뒤에서, 아, 저, S, S, 원인 체크 리뷰시드 구루, 아, the time is you, mind check reviews guru, refers to the guru, reliable guru, mind which, mind that was taken refers to the guru, reliable guru, it should be the guru devotion. Not guru devotion, guru devotion that, seeing the guru and Buddha one, opposite to the non-devotion thought, which sees the guru and Buddha separate, as separate being. So when you go for refuge to guru, should be done with the mind, the guru devotional mind, the guru devotional mind, guru devotion, you see. And as the guru that you visualize there, the whoever visualizes the guru, Buddha, the one, like a one being, you see, one mind, you know. That like so the for example with the flour you make noodles different shape, you know, as a flour. You make a momos, you know, it's flour, you see. You make bread, you know, flour, you know, it can be many different, it can be blends of different shapes, but it's a flour, you see. So, that, even though they have different names, different designs, they have different names, but it's all in the middle of flour, you see. So, how many guru there is? Every single guru is all the Buddha. All the Buddha, and each Buddha, each deity is all the gurus. So that. So the how many guru there is? 100,000 or whatever. A different style or different, say. Ways of guiding, however, different methods. You know, however, that's all Buddha. So like all these different food, you know, different, but it's all flower, so that. Thus, resting. So, with that in mind, they can receive all the Buddha's qualities, then it's easy to think, you see. I have received blessings, qualities of Guru's holy body, with our mind, with oneself. With oneself, so that's easy to think. With that Guru's devotional mind, then it's that one easy to think. So, otherwise, otherwise, ordinary mind, non-devotional thought, then, you know, even if it's difficult to say the prayer, you know, receive this blessing quality, you see, difficult to say, and in the heart, you don't think that because it's ordinary being. So, you know, you wouldn't say, so difficult to think receiving quality blessings. But with the good devotional mind, then it's easy to do this meditation, this prayer, received the blessing, the qualities, received blessing, the qualities of Guru's holy body, of his mind, with oneself, see that. So the next one, I'm not going to go into details, just that the sort of essence. Whatever did come was collected with the Buddha from beginning to rebirth, the purified. Arise in heresy Buddha, Buddhas. Those the disrespect to the holy, to the Buddha statues, even the holy. And all those estimates on the Lamrim, those quite from beginning to the purified. The disrespect to those. And then go for the Vishuddha Dharma. Then what is purified is the very, very heavy Nirkama, avoiding holy Dharma. And then they just criticize these Buddha's teachings. less available teachings. reasoning that one is practicing mana, one is mana stuva, one is bhajans, then criticizing the Theravada teachings or the then Theravadins being and then they from their side then they think they they themselves didn't check so lack of understanding then criticizing the Mahayana the Paramahayana teaching was not Buddha teaching but the similar the practitioners of Paramahayana that for example here even Tawand, those who understand the Vajrayana teaching is taught by Buddha, there is a Buddha Vajrayana teaching taught by Buddha, it came from Buddha, those who accept, who knows and so then they think if any problem happens, is that that individual person's mistake is not the mistake of teaching. So they understand. But so here, even among the masters, Chinese masters who don't know, and they think of that Vajrayana teaching is not taught by Buddha. Not Buddha's teaching, see that. look at the wrong mistake, and see, because lack of understanding. Didn't make research from their side, didn't make research, didn't check all the history of the what the Buddha has taught, not all the history, all the texts, didn't check. always ask, ask the like as soon as all the great masters, Tibetan great masters, Lamas or Geshe, the great masters, see, didn't get to check with them, check references, when it happened, where it happened, all these different types of teachings. Yemen, like Yemen Takachara, Sambara Guis, much of these cultures, all these initiations, the teachings, where it happened, what, which time it happened, who requested, and all these are Buddhist manifestations, So didn't research, didn't get checked, so doesn't know, so then criticize. all these Vajrayana, Krishna Vajrayana teaching, then those who think I'm a Mahayanist or Vajrayana, then criticize Theravadins or the 어디 어디에서 글사에서 바람에 대한 티징스 바지가 안 받지 않았는데 글사에서 바람에 대한 티징스 수도지 saying something that is to be abandoned, you know. I'm Bajanis, praying Bajanis, but Sudha seems to be abandoned. It's something like it should not, something that, like it is, that's not much kind of value or that, you know. Yeah, I say, you know, criticizing. Sorry for those unbelievable heavenly karma. One credit from Theravadins who criticize ladies, the minor teachings, the minor, the who practice minor teachings, the criticizing Theravadins or the word practice, criticizing Vajrayana, and the Vajrayana who think I'm Vajrayana, practice Vajrayana, you see, then criticize the Sudha teachings, or that you see. So, create a very heavy karma. So, which Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned at the beginning of Lamrim, four advantage of studying Lamrim, understanding Lamrim. The first one is understanding all the teachings of the Buddha, there's no contradiction to each other. All the three levels of teaching. Then the special advantage that the second, all the teachings of Buddha, talking about Buddha, all this, as Vagala Paramedana, Mahayana Paramedana, then Sutra, then Tantra. All this, you understand it. Every single word is instruction for one person to achieve enlightenment. First one, no contradictory. The second one is everything appear instruction for one person to achieve enlightenment. Then, jayu kamba telat vinyavichiva. Then, by understanding lamrim, that you understand instantly the views of the Buddha. So views of Buddha. I'm not sure there's other. However, the emptiness, the pasangika's view, emptiness. And then, fourth one, so here what I'm talking about, fourth one, so, the special to understand that prevents prevents heavy need karma, heavy vices or heavy need karma. So, by understanding Lamrim, you see. So therefore, here is like avoiding Dharma, this is very heavy. So, such as these things. You don't criticize all those teachings like that, and then you understand everything is every instruction for one person, for oneself to achieve enlightenment, all that things. Then the Buddha's ultimate view, you see, the one understand. So they have a so as the Captain Chudin was explained at the LMB one which was teaching the Lamrim Chenpo. So it sounds like they having destroyed all the stupas, all the stupas in this world. But actually, Tibetan word is Chöten. Chöten, so the same name for the stupa. So the Chöten church offering, then it's a holy object. All the object of offerings, Chöten, so Chöten, all the object of offerings, Chöten, so put, make it short, and then Chöten is the offering of anyway, so in object of offering, so you Chöten, so off, the word off is cut and it becomes short, Chöten. So here it's not just stupa, it's every single statue, scripture, stupa, every single holy object exists in the holy places, monasteries, wherever. So having destroyed completely every single that exists in the world, statue, stupa, scripture, any object of offering, they're completely destroyed, you see. This is the karma, avoiding holy dharma, is heavier than that. Avoiding holy dharma here, as I mentioned before, criticizing all those Buddha's teachings. while it's something, a teaching that taught by Buddha, teachings of the four schools, which are all all those previous teachings, previous school teachings, is all to their views, or it's all to realize the Madhyamika view. It's all a step to us to realize the Madhyamika view, Prasangika school view. See, so that method, process, or method. engage in the criticizing some devotee teaching that taught by Buddha, then see the then one create may become a heavier than having destroyed every single holy object that exists, every single object of offering that exists in the world, having destroyed completely, so that so forth then so forth the disciples of the holy dharma, then all the scriptures, so then and there in the Lambda there, you know, many different things explained, see the various things that we create in karma by doing it. So on the scripture, on the text, you can't put even stupa, you can't put even statue, stupa, on the top of the scripture. Scriptures are higher, see. So Buddha's become enlightened from the teaching. So this would be, even tangas, so when you put the altar, then Dharma text goes higher. You don't put statue higher, the Dharma text lower, see. So you can't put, not only you can't put material, but even the statue, you know, stupas can't put on all the Dharma texts. So at least there's danger to be blown away by wind or something like that, then you put something to, that's different reason. So that time then, what is normally rejected, then become need here, you know, then you when they put things on top, you see. Of course, no, you don't put dirty things, but so that. So receive, but then receive all the Buddha's qualities. I left up that receive all the Buddha's qualities. Okay, then that so. this sky is with this, you know, quality with this holy body, holy spirit, mind has all those, the limitless understanding, the compassion, you know, power, all this, so forth. what one hears, what one studies, what one heard from the extensive scriptures, we're talking about the Buddha's qualities, like Abhisthama, Alankarika, so forth, Madhamika. So those, one remember here and then things received. So then, taken with Dhamma, so whatever purified, I explained before, so forth, all those Nikama, they received all the, we think from Guru devotion up to enlightenment. So when you mention like that, then the cessation of the suffering, deployments, you see, everything there, true path, you see, from lesser path, cessation and true path, from Paramedian path, the, you see, Buddhist path, the cessation of the deployments, you know, even subtle deployments, and the true path is there. And Tantra, in Tantra, you see, the cessation of the cessation of the, say, the defilements and the, or the gross mind, and what master to that is the clear light, you see, clear light, extreme subtle mind, the clear light, you know, so clear light of example, clear light of meaning, directly seeing, you see, and so. So advice. So that can relate to the all three vehicles, you know, or when you think they can receive qualities of Dharma. So the all the qualities of Bhumis, ten Bhumis, the unbelievable qualities mentioned, so receive all those, something like that. But the Sangha, then you see, having the karma, Krishna Sangha, having Krishna Sangha, and they say, so the taken away the words ungiven, things belong to the Sangha, having taken away the words ungiven, not permitted, not ungiven by the Sangha, by the Sangha community, ungiven by Sangha, community. So he was the leader of the Sangha, you know, and who represented all the Sangha, ungiven by that, pollutions received from Sangha, that food and so forth, you see, the many food and so forth offered by benefactors with the devotion to Sangha, then when I take that, then I receive pollution, and so those purified the things that offer to the Sangha, and then didn't offer the Sangha, or the when other people offer things to Sangha, then it's saying it is saying it's too much to offer Sangha, this is too much, and then giving back. So those are heavenly karmas. So there are quite a number of details mentioned in Lambrin, and in the section of what is it to be purified when you enter the Sangha. So that then, then offering to the Sangha while there's enough, then you offer Sangha very little. You see, especially if you are a manager of Sangha or something, you see, then while there's plenty, they offer very little to Sangha, being stingy. And so forth. So all those even if you haven't done such thing in this life, but done in the past lives, so the possible karma, the such karma collects. Even you're not sangha in this life, you know. you're not involved these things, but these things from beginning to rebirth, you see, practice of purified. Then he then received sangha's qualities. the bodhisattva's qualities. Bodhicitta, this first paramita, all those, and then so forth. So the golden arhatas, their quality trainings, and then dagatakinis, their quality, their transcendent wisdom and undue blissfulness, and then protectors, the quality for actions. You know, so the pacifying sicknesses, spiritam, need karma, deformments, all those things, obstacles, increasing life, fortune, good karma, wisdom, realizations, the controlling the needs to practice dharma, controlling control of sentient beings and material possessions, there's a need to benefit for other sentient beings. The teaching of Buddha, or the needs. wrathful action, the attainment, the evil beings who harm many sentient beings, holy beings, many sentient beings, the separating the consciousness from the body, to transcend, say, in the Pure Land, so that the being, by doing that, so that being, evil being does not continue. It helps to not continue engaging very heavy karma and suffer for so many evils. So receive the four actions that protectors possess, you see, then you receive within you. So this this meditation, so this meditation is very important, and such as this meditation visualization is also cause of success. Dharma practice or another practice. So that maybe stop here. So what I need is probably I need to translate this, this sthana, so that it'll be easier if this translated first, then everybody can recite, you know, whether this commentary or not commentary, see. I just got a little bit extended in the part section of refuge, but the rest is in this commentary. Very easy. So that, maybe explain now, maybe next session. Sorry. So my bad habit. Next session? Explain next session? Or stop now? Total break. Total break. Complete break. No breathing. Then next session. Explain, maybe? Breathing. Huh? Well, explain now. What do you think?